And said we can come to claim.
写下权力的给予。
The privilege that's under His blood.
因为主耶稣基督得胜的名。
Because by His all victorious name.
所有的应许已经成为现实。
All the promises are reality to us.
我们都可以凭信来领取。
Therefore, we can all come to claim by faith.
我们一同来读几处的圣经。
Let's read a few scriptures together.
我们先读路加福音十二章第四十九节。
Luke 12, verse 49.
请我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
我来要把火丢在地上，倘若已经着起来，不也是我所愿意的吗？主耶稣来，他要把火丢在地上。
Jesus came to the earth with a heart to bring fire to earth.
他要让这个火能够着起来。
So that the fire can be rekindled.
这是圣灵的火焰。
And that's the fire of the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣他还有当受的敬。
Jesus was baptized.
就讲到说他必须要为我们受死。
And that talk about that, the fact that he has to die for us.
是主为我们受死，他也为我们被埋葬。
He died for us and he was buried for us.
他也为我们从死里面复活。
He was also resurrected for us.
为我们升天。
He ascending to heaven for us.
他为我们得着荣耀。
And he received the glory for us.
得荣耀之耶稣的灵已经降临了。
And the glorified spirit of Jesus Christ has been sent down.
我们感谢主，主把火丢在地上。
We thank the Lord for he has brought fire on the earth.
这是主他的心意。
That's what he wanted.
我们读马太福音三章十一节。
Let's read on Matthew chapter 3 verse 11.
我是用水给你们施洗，叫你们悔改，但那在我以后来的能力比我更大。我就是给他洗鞋也不配，他要用圣灵与火给你们施洗。这是施洗约翰所讲的话。
This is a statement made by John the Baptist.
他在约旦河那里替许许多多的以色列百姓来施洗。
He was baptized many Israelites by the River Jordan.
但他讲到说，在有一个在我以后来的能力比我更大。
But he said this. He says.But after me will come one who is more powerful than I.
施洗约翰他真的非常的清楚。
He knew clearly in his heart.
他不过是旷野的一个呼声。
He was nothing but a voice in the wilderness.
这个声音过去了，他也就过去了。
He will be ended once the voice passes away.
但是有一位要来，能力比他更大，他为他提鞋。
But there was someone that will come who's more powerful than he was, and his sandal he was not even fit to carry.
主耶稣他来要用圣灵与火给你们施洗。
And this greater one is Jesus that he will baptize us with the Holy Spirit and fire.
这件事情在使徒行传我们看见已经应验了。
And we saw what Jesus said has become true in the book of Acts.
不但在使徒行传第二章圣灵降临下来。
Not only in the second chapter of Acts.The Holy Spirit came upon us.
不是在五旬节那一天看见圣灵大大的做工。
On the day of Pentecost, we saw the great work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵并没有停止在五旬节。
And that the Holy Spirit did not stop working on that day.
我们读使徒行传十一章十五节和十六节。
Let's read on Acts chapter 11, verse 15 and 16.
彼得在这里说话。
This is said by Peter.
我一开讲圣灵便降在他们身上，正像当初降在我们身上一样。我就想起主的话说，约翰是用水施洗，但你们要受圣灵的洗。主的话说，约翰用水施洗，但是你们要受圣灵的洗。
Here says the Lord has said, John baptized you with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
今天我们已经能够凭着信，我们来领取。
Therefore, we can now receive this by faith.
刚刚诗歌讲到说，这是写下的权利。
This is a privilege under the blood of Jesus.
也就是我们每一个神的儿女，我们都可以来得着的。
Which means every child of God is entitled to this.
不是哪一些人特别蒙恩，特别的有什么特色，他能够得着。
It's not for a specific person or group.
是我们凭着信都能领取的。
But by faith, each one of us.Is entitled to.
我们读希伯来书十二章二十八节和二十九节。
Let's read on Hebrews chapter 12 verse 28.
所以我们既得了不能震动的国，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神，因为我们的神乃是烈火。因为我们的神乃是烈火。
For our God is a consuming fire.
他要把所有不属于他的都要焚烧掉。
He will burn away anything that's not belong to him.
他要得着不能震动的国。
So that we can receive a kingdom that cannot be shaken.
我们最后读马拉基书三章二节和第三节。
Lastly, Malachi chapter 3 verse 2 and 3.
他来的日子谁能当得起呢？他显现的时候谁能立得住呢？因为他如炼金之人的火，如漂布之人的茧，他必坐下如炼净银子的，必洁净利未人，熬炼他们像金银一样，他们就凭公义献供物给耶和华。他如炼金之人的火，
He is like the fire of the refiner,
如漂布之人的茧，
or a launderer's soap.
所以讲到说我们的主他坐下，就是他 take time， 他要花时间来熬炼利未人。
You hear in verse 3 says he will sit as a refiner, which means he will sit down and take his time to do his work.
他要来制作他的儿女，
because he need to work on his children.
要在我们身上有火炼的工作，
therefore there will be refining work upon us.
借着这个火来完成他的心意，
through fire he can complete his work.
我们感谢主，主已经为我们升天，为我们得着荣耀。
We praise the Lord, he has ascended to heaven and received the glory for us.
得荣耀之耶稣的灵已经降临下来，
and he has sent down the spirit of the glorified Jesus upon us.
保惠师已经来了，
that's why we say the comforter has come.
就是诗歌讲到我们都要传这个消息，
and the song encourages to preach this great news around.
今天我们都能够凭着信，我们能够领取，我们可以得着，
by faith we can all receive this.
保惠师已经来了，
because the comforter has come.
感谢主，圣灵已经降临了，
we thank the Lord because he has sent his Holy Spirit down.
什么叫凭信领取？
What does it mean by to claim by faith?
好像我们蒙恩得救的时候，
like, just like when we were first saved.
我们是凭着信我们来接受，
by faith we accept it.
好像我们的心稍微打开一点点，
we only open our heart just that little bit.
说主我愿意相信，
we say Lord I'm willing to believe you.
我愿意接受你成为我的救主，
I'm willing to accept you as my savior.
这位宇宙万有全能的神，
At that time, the God of all creation
他就进到我们的里面，
entered into our heart.
主在十字架上所付的一切的代价就成就在我们身上，
and everything he has done on the cross become part of us.
我们说我们得救了，
so we can say I am saved.
我们得着了永远的生命，
we receive the eternal life.
我们从前是外人，是客旅的，
before I was a stranger, I was a traveler.
只是就那么一下子我们成了神家里的人，
but just at that very instantI became a person in God's house.
我们曾经在外面漂流，
I have wandered around in the wilderness.
就这么一信，
but
我们回到了神的家，
that simple faith, I immediately returned to the house of God.
我们进入了羊圈，
enter into his fold.
哇，太大的事情发生，
something great happened.
同样的，我们得着圣灵，
at the same token, the fact that we can receive the Holy Spirit.
你的信我们来领取，
it's by faith we can have it.
施布珍有一次在布道的时候，
Spurgeon once while he was preaching，
他拿出他怀里的一个表，
he took out this little watch，
他说有没有谁要得这个表啊，
he said who wants this watch，
你要你就可以得着，
if you want it you can have it。
后来大家这么多大人在那里听了，觉得说哪有这种好事，
a lot of adults sitting in the congregation was wondering is that a joke，
哎，好像没有人敢伸出手来，
nobody dared to ask for that watch，
只有一个小孩子，
only a little boy，
他说我要，
he said oh I want it，
哎，他就跑上来，
so he came forward，
施布珍那就把这个表就给他，
and Spurgeon gave him the watch，
你就得着了，
so he got it。
弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
圣灵已经降临了，
The Holy Spirit has come.
我们只要凭着信我们就可以来领取，
Therefore by simple faith we can have it.
让圣火在我们里面一直在焚烧，
And let the Holy Spirit continue to burn.
我们看见这些日子许多的儿女得着了圣灵的火焰，
These days we saw the flame of the Holy Spirit in many children's hearts.
这不是为着一些人的，
It's not just for a certain group of people.
这是为着每一个神的儿女，
But for every child of God.
我们凭着信我们都能够来得着。
By faith, you and I can receive him.
上个礼拜我们特别讲到奉献带下圣灵的火焰。
Last Sunday, we shared about how sacrifices on the altar will bring fire from above.
当摩西他们把会幕盖起来的时候，
After Moses finished the tent of meeting,
在祭坛上献上祭物，
And when they offer up sacrifices on the altar by the tent.
利未记九章说火从耶和华面前出来，
In Leviticus 9, chapter 9 says there's fire coming out of the Lord.
在坛上烧尽燔祭和脂油，
And completely consume all the sacrifices and fat.
所罗门把非常雄伟的圣殿建筑起来。
When King Solomon finished the building of the temple,
他在那里有一个非常伟大的祷告。
He had a great prayer.
当他祷告完毕
，When he finished his prayer,
历代记下七章讲到说有火从天上降下来。
Second Chronicles tells us there is fire coming down from heaven.
烧尽燔祭和别的祭。
And completely burn away all the burnt offerings and other offerings.
坛上的祭物有多少？
And whatever amount of sacrifice were on the altar,
这个火就有多大
and that's the amount of fire that came upon.
能够把所有的祭物都烧尽
was able to completely consume all the sacrifices.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们的奉献有多少
Therefore, brother and sister, how much we offer to God today?
这个圣火就有多大
That's exactly how much the fire would be.
所以我们知道我们要让这个火焰能够烧起来
Therefore, in order to keep the fire burning,
必须让坛上有祭物
we need to keep have sacrifices on the altar.
我们必须把我们自己献在这个坛上。
We need to offer ourselves in his hands.
圣火必定从天降下。
His holy fire will definitely come from above.
神要悦纳所有的祭物。
God will happily take in all these offerings.
让这些成为馨香的气献在神的面前。
And so that these can become this fragrant aroma that will ascend to God.
让我们的神他的心得着满足。
And to satisfy the heart of our God.
当我们看见圣灵的火焰在这里开始燃烧
So we see the flame of the fire of the Holy Spirit
我们也在想说怎么样让这个火能够继续的燃烧
We also are wondering how can I keep the fire going
因为利未记六章告诉我们说坛上的火要在其上常常烧着
Because in Leviticus chapter 6 talk about you have to keep the fire going
不可熄灭
You cannot let it be put out
这个火是必须一直烧的
The fire has to be constantly going on the altar
而且这个火是从天上来的
And this fire has to be a heavenly fire
不是今天熄了你明天拿个火柴再能够点一把火起来
It's not that we can rekindle with our human fire
我们今天里面所得的火焰是从天上来的
Because the fire we're receiving in our heart is from heaven
圣灵的火从天而降请在我们的心里面
The fire of the Holy Spirit came upon us from heaven
这个火要常常点着
And this fire has to be going all the time
不可熄灭
Cannot be put out at any time
弟兄姊妹我们感谢主让我们成为同伴
I'm thankful to the Lord that we are spiritual companions
我们上个礼拜也讲到就是说我们怎么样维持这个火很重要我们必须活在身体的里面
Last time we talked about how to keep the fire going First of all to make sure you live in the body of Christ
一个火炭烧得再旺把它单独的拿出来很快它就熄灭了
A single charcoal cannot burn forever. If you take it out of the big fire, it will be put out soon.
你的神把我们摆在一起。
So the Lord put us together.
要让这个火能够烧旺起来。
So the fire can keep on going.
所以我们知道身体的重要。
So we know the importance of the body of Christ.
同伴的重要。
The importance of having companions.
我们若能够得着一个同伴，愿意和我们一起祷告。
If we can have one person who is willing to pray with us.
这是何等的蒙福。
And that's such a blessed thing.
我们能够彼此勉励这是何等的蒙福
If we have someone who encourages all the time What a blessed thing that is
我们能够在聚会的里面我们是何等的蒙福
Have companions come together and gather and worship What a blessed thing that is
圣经告诉我们说不可停止聚会像那停止灌了的人
That's why Bible tells us Do not stop going to meeting Like those who have formed this habit of not going
弟兄姊妹我们不是为了遵守一个命令我们来参加聚会
Brothers and sisters we're not here to comply or abide with the law
我们里面是那样的欢喜那样的渴慕我们和神的儿女一同来到聚会的里面
But joyfully we long to come and gather with other brothers and sisters
今天早上在播饼一开始的时候
And this morning when the breaking of bread meeting was just starting
我在就非常清楚的能够感觉得到神就在我们的中间
I could sense clearly that God was right here with us
他就在我们中间等候我们
He was here waiting for us
等候我们来到他面前向他来敬拜
He was waiting for us to worship him
哎呀我们的心怎能不感谢
How can we not give him thanks for that
他要我们来到他的面前
He desires us to come to him
是他要来祝福我们
He desires to bless us
他乐意把他自己交给我们
He's willing to trust himself to us
把他的爱倾倒在我们里面
He's willing to pour down his love into our hearts
啊，我们随着凭着一个感恩的心
Therefore,
我们来到主面前敬拜他
We can come to him and worship him with a thankful heart
借着祷告借着交通
Through prayer, through fellowship
我们真的看见这是基督的身体。
We can see indeed this is the body of Christ.
在身体里面的敬拜。
And we worship together in the body.
最能够得着我们神他心的欢喜。
And that's what pleases our God the most.
在他儿女们的会中，我们能够传扬他的名。
We can preach His great name in the gathering of His children.
高举他的自己。
And we can exalt His name here.
仇敌在这里没有任何的权势。
So the evil one has no power or position here.
感谢主，当我们聚集的时候，火就在这里烧旺。
We thank the Lord when we gather together, His fire is burning here.
我们也讲到说，我们个人亲近主的生活。
We also talk about that the time we spend with the Lord.
这是非常的宝贵。
That's also very precious.
让这个火能够在我们里面一直持续的燃烧。
And that's how the fire can be keep burning.
若我们失去了亲近主的生活，
if we don't have a private life that walking close with God，
失去了祷告的生活，
if we don't pray with Him，
你就发现你很难让这个火持续的在我们里面烧旺起来。
And you discover soon it's very hard to keep the fire going。
很多时候我们讲说，也许我礼拜天是我来聚会来敬拜神的时候。
Many times we thought, oh, Sunday is the time I go to church and worship God.
神的同在是在这里的。
Because that's where God's presence is.
每一次来的时候，弟兄姊妹的火焰让我烫一烫。
And the fire that's in other brothers and sisters will keep me burning.
但是一出门呢？
But the minute I walk out of the building,
好像就开始慢慢冷却了。
The fire starts to dim down.
希望到下一个礼拜天之前，它还有一点温微微的温度。
I just pray that I will keep some lukewarm temperature by next Sunday.
我再回来让它烫。
And I will come back and then reheat again.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人里面都要有火焰的。
But brothers and sisters, each one of us needs to carry fire.
我们每一次来聚会，我们把火焰带到聚会里面。
Every time when we come here, we bring our fire here.
每一个人都把火带来。
If everyone brings their own fire.
在聚会中，这个火就烧得特别的旺。
And the fire in the meeting will burn so fervently.
如果每一个都带一个冷的炭来。
If every one of us bring a cold coal here.
再多冷的炭聚在一起还是冷的。
When you have a bunch of cold coals, it's still very cold.
每一个人，我们必须要有祷告的生活。
That's why you and I need to have a prayerful life.
我们就那么简单来到我们神的面前。
With a simple heart, we come to our God.
亲近我们的主。
Spend time with Him.
他说，我们亲近他，他就必亲近我们。
He said, "Come close to me, and I will definitely come close to you."
我们的主，他不是远远在高天之上而已。
Our Lord is not just sitting in the faraway heaven.
他真的离我们不远。
He's not far from us.
他就在我们的里面。
He's right here inside.
他是可亲近的神。
He's the God whom we can come close to.
啊，我们也稍微交通到我们怎么样来亲近神。
Also, we talk about how can we come close to Him.
其实我们的主，他就一直在这里等我们。
Actually, our God is constantly waiting for us.
我们看见到施恩宝座的这条道路已经为我们开通了。
We know the way to the mercy seat has been opened up.
裂开幔子，我已过，这里荣耀不败落。
Now I can enter into the broken veil where the glory remains forever.
所有属灵的事，我们都是凭着信来得着的。
All the spiritual things we receive by faith.
你相信。我们的罪已经得着了赦免。
You believe that your sins are forgiven.
我相信主耶稣基督为我付了一切的代价。
I believe Jesus has paid the price of sin for me.
我相信这个幔子已经裂开了。
I believe the veil is now broken up.
我相信主为我开了一条又新又活的道路。
And I believe the Lord has opened for me a new and living way.
我相信神爱我。
God loves me.
我相信我可以来到他的面前蒙他悦纳。
I believe I can come to him and be accepted by him.
弟兄姊妹，每一步都在信心的里面。
Dear brothers and sisters, every step we take is by faith.
我相信我亲近他，他就必亲近我。
And I believe if I come close to him, he will come close to me.
就这么简单。
It is that simple.
当我们的心一转向主。
When we turn our hearts toward God.
真的你就遇见了主。
And you will meet with him.
他永远没有离开我们。
He never departs.
他永远就在我们的里面。
He's always inside of us.
我们每一个人都可以亲近他。
Therefore, every one of us can come to him.
还不只是在早上的时候。
Not just during morning.
是在我们一天的时间中。
But throughout the entire day.
保持主的同在。
Keep his presence.
按着恩高的教训，高油的教训，我们可以住在主的里面。
Dwell in the Lord according to the anointed teaching.
我们随时注意我们身上的高油。
Always pay attention to the anointment that's in.
当你说一句话
When you make a comment
你要注意你的膏油还在不在
Check If the anointment still remains,
哎，如果你讲这样的讲法，这个膏油失去了。
If you make a certain statement, you lose the anointment.
哎，我们马上求主来矫正我们。
Immediately turn to the Lord, ask for correction.
当你一下子伤到一个人里面，膏油一下子失去了。
When you hurt somebody and you lose the anointment,
哎，我们马上求死认罪，我们也向人来认罪。
Immediately confess to God and confess to man.
弟兄姊妹，照着膏油，我们来住在基督的里面。
Let us abide in the Lord according to the teaching of His anointment.
这些实在都是神给我们蒙福的路。
These are blessed ways that God has given to us.
还有我们怎么保持圣灵呢？
Also, how do we keep the Holy Spirit?
我们侍奉也是主给我们一个非常宝贵的道路。
By serving God, that's also a blessed way to keep His presence.
所以在出埃及记里面，神所要得着的是一个祭司的国度。
That's why in the book of Exodus, we see God wants to receive a kingdom of priests.
神盼望每一个他的儿女都是祭司。
Which means He desires every child of God to be a priest.
都是侍奉神的。
To serve Him.
因为在侍奉的里面，我们蒙了大的恩典。
Because we can be greatly blessed when we serve.
他所要的不是少数的一些人。
He doesn't need just a minority group to serve Him.
来代替一般的人来侍奉神。
He doesn't need a small group to represent a bigger group to serve Him.
不是的，神说我们都是君尊的祭司。
No, He said every one of us are royal priesthood.
所以我们盼望说，我们真的认识侍奉是我们的生命和权利。
May we truly know it is our life and our right to serve God.
也许你会看到服事表上，哎，这次我排的也就不过做那么一两件事情啊。
Maybe you look at the service schedule and say, "Oh, I only do one or two things in God's house."
甚至还没有排到我什么服事啊。
Sometimes you may not even find your name on the schedule.
但我们盼望说每一位都能够加入侍奉。
Of course, we desire everyone to participate in serving the Lord.
我们排桌子，我们扫地，我们都是侍奉神。
When we arrange chairs, when we sweep the floor, we are serving God.
还有很多的服事。
Also, there are other kinds of services.
我们可以彼此服事的。
We can serve one another.
当有需要的人。
When people are in need.
当弟兄姊妹在痛苦之中。
When brothers or sisters are in suffering.
你能不能够去安慰他？
Can we comfort them?
你能不能够为他祷告？
Can we pray for them?
你能不能够和他一同担这些重担？
Can you carry the burden together?
这都是我们的侍奉。
These are services.
在侍奉里面，我们蒙了大的恩典。
So that we can be blessed greatly.
曾经有一对弟兄姊妹。
There was this couple, brothers and sisters.
到我们家和我们交通。
Came to our house and had fellowship with us.
哎呀，他们家里面的难处真的很多。
There was so much difficulty in their household.
所以那一个晚上就听他们讲他们家里这个难处那个难处。
All night long we were listening to their problems.
他们夫妻之间也充满了难处。
And there are problems even between the husband and wife.
啊，我记得那时候听完以后，我想我们真的没有什么力量能够解决你这所有的难处。
After hearing the long list of problems, we felt we were so inadequate to solve all their problems.
后来我们就带着一点负担跟他们交通一些我们的学习。
So we share with them our learning experiences.
基督必须是你们家的主。
We share with them Christ has to be the center of your house.
我听了这么多的难处，都是以你们自己为中心。
Because I think all the problems you have because your life is centered around yourself.
如果你们所有的注意力都集中在你们自己身上，
If you pay completely attention to yourselves,
你的难处永远解决不了。
You will never finish solving your own problems.
但是若主是我们的中心，
But if the Lord is your center,
基督的身体是我们的心中的负担。
And if the body of Christ is something that you have burdens for,
我们是不是可以一起来到主面前？
Then we can all come together to the Lord.
为着弟兄姊妹祷告。
We can pray for brothers and sisters.
担负弟兄姊妹的负担。
Carry others' burden.
弟兄姊妹，我们所有的担子，主就在这里担负我们。
Then you realize the Lord will pick up your burdens for you.
我们的难处在主那里，他都为我们解决了。
The Lord can solve all our difficulties.
当我们的心是这样子来转向主，
When we turn our heart from us to the Lord,
我们这样子来服侍神，
When we serve God like that,
那个火在我们里面是那么自然的就会烧旺起来，
The fire will automatically start burning.
我们感谢赞美主，
We give thanks and praise to the Lord.
上个礼拜五史蒂翁也讲到传福音，
And also last Friday Brother Z shared with us, one thing we need to do is to preach the gospel to keep the fire going.
当我们愿意做一个传福音的人，
When we are willing to be an evangelist,
这个火必定在我们里面会一直的烧旺。
The fire will for sure continue to burn.
是神他让这个火在我们里面烧旺，为着叫我们带着负担把福音能够传出去。
Because God desires to burn within our hearts so that we can share this gospel with people around us.
有位弟兄叫做麦雅各。
There was his brother whose name is Mike Kendrick.
那他写过一本书叫做《见与闻》。
He wrote this little book, What I Saw and What I Heard.
他实在是一个传福音的人。
He was an evangelist.
他曾经是一个矿工。
He was a mine worker once.
他连小学都没有读过。
He didn't even study in elementary school.
他自己面只有一个就是福音的火。
But there was this fire of gospel burning within him.
有一次他站在讲台上。
One time he came up to the stage.
他实在是讲不出来什么东西。
He just did not have words to express.
但是他看见之后，这么多人都还没有得救。
But by looking around, he saw so many people were not saved.
他站在那里，他的眼泪就像泉源一样的涌出来。
He could not say anything, but the tears just spring out.
那一天他没有讲几句话。
He didn't make much statement that day.
圣灵的火就烧着整个的会场。
But the fire of the Holy Spirit would burn the entire congregation.
有许多人就打开心，就接受主。
A lot of people in the very congregation just opened up their heart and accept Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，我们只管传扬耶稣基督。
Dear brother and sister, we only thing we need to do is just to preach the gospel.
圣灵会做人手所不能做的工作。
And leave the work to Holy Spirit.
我记得有一次有一个姊妹请我到她家里面去向在她家里一个朋友传福音。
I still remember one time a Christian sister invited me to go to her house to preach to her friend.
那天我去了。
I went that day.
那位先生呢，他就坐在我的面对面，我们就坐在沙发的上面那个地方。
And this man, her friend, I was talking to him on sofa in the living room.
我就带着负担，我就向他传福音了。
With burden, I shared the gospel with this guy.
可是我讲了没有多久
，Not long after I shared，
我看他的眼睛啊，这个一张一闭的。
he started doze off。
那慢慢这个闭的时间比张的时间越来越长了、啊。
It did take long for him to gradually dozing off。
哎呀，我讲耶稣基督为我们受死啊，
and,
为我们流血啊。
And I was like preaching in such a powerful way that God Jesus Christ died for us, shed his blood for us。
可是到了一个时候，他眼睛一闭。不张开了。
To the point that he would not open his eyes anymore.
哎，我想还要不要继续讲啊
？I was wondering should I continue?
哎呀，后来问问主说继续传啊。
And asked the Lord, and the Lord said, just keep saying.
好，我就继续传啊。
So、I kept on preaching.
哎呀，这你知道，像一个这个眼睛闭在你面前的人传福音，这个是有点不容易的。
It is not easy to preach to someone whose eyes are closed.
哇，感谢主，那天啊，真的是有火在里面。
But I praise God because I did sense the fire within me.
朋友啊，要信耶稣啊。
I said, oh my friend, believe in Jesus.
要接受主啊。
Accept Jesus.
最后说，你愿不愿意接受耶稣基督做你的救主
？So I said, are you willing to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior?
我要为你祷告。
I will pray for you.
当然他眼睛还没打开。
Of course, his eyes were still closed.
哎，结果在他的那个饭厅的那里。
But to my surprise, there was someone in the dining room.
这个姊妹她有一个会计在那边帮她做账。
With the accountant of the sister, Christian sister.
她说我愿意相信。
She said, I'm willing to believe.
啊，感谢主啊。
I said, Oh, thank the Lord.
我说过来，过来，过来。
Come over here.
哇，我为你祷告。
I pray for you.
哎呀，她一过来的时候。
When she came over.
在我前面这个先生，他眼睛也打开了。
And this guy opened up his eyes.
忽然醒过来了。
He suddenly woke up.
我说你愿不愿意接受耶稣基督做你救主、啊、
I said, Are you willing to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior?
他说我愿意啊。
I'm willing.
哇，感谢主啊！
哎，
我们一起做决志祷告。
Let's pray together.
那天两个人都得救了。
So both of them were saved that night.
我想真的不是我们能做什么。
It is not us who can do anything.
实在是圣灵在那里做工。
But was the Holy Spirit that works.
当圣灵的火在我们里面烧的时候。
And when the fire of the Spirit burns within us.
我们就传。
The only thing we need to do is just to preach.
我们原不是传自己。
We are not preaching about ourselves.
我们乃是传耶稣基督是主。
But Christ being the Lord.
当我们越传。
The more we preach about him.
那个火在我们就越烧越旺。
The more fervently the fire will be burning within us.
福音本是神的大能。
The gospel is the power of God.
要救一切相信的。
Will save everyone who is willing to believe.
要救一切相信的。
He will save all who believe.
我们感谢赞美主。
So we give thanks and praise to the Lord.
要传福音是我们每一个人的权利。
Gospel preaching is our right.
我们有时候觉得说，我这样子讲，好像讲的也不完全，他好多的问题我也回答不好。
Sometimes we feel so inadequate to preach gospel or answer any question.
但是我想，我们真的是发现，有一天说他竟然得救了。
But while we experience that, wow.He even got saved like this.
我跟他辩论，没有辩赢他哎。
When I debate with him, I did not win.
但他得救了。
But He got saved.
他生命有大的改变。
And there's a great change in his life.
到一个地步，我们都觉得非常的稀奇。
To a point, even us feel so amazed.
我想得救的人，他也觉得很稀奇。
And I believe my friend also is amazed.
这是圣灵的大能。
Because that's the power of the Holy Spirit.
神的恩典临到了他的身上。
It's the grace of God that has come upon this person.
我们只能把荣耀归给主。
The only thing we can do is to give God all the glory.
当我们得着了圣灵的火焰
After we receive the flame of the Holy Spirit
我想我们蒙了很大的恩典
We know we are truly blessed
但是我们还盼望能够认识到说这个火焰到我们的身上除了给我们能力除了焚烧祭物以外它还有什么样要把神的旨意能够成全在我们身上呢
But we also want to know more about the purpose of this fire not just give us power burn away sacrifices and what else does it desire to do
在希伯来书讲到说我们的神乃是烈火
In Hebrews it talks about that our God is a consuming fire
好像神要把所有其他的都要焚烧掉
It's that God desires to consume everything else away
当我们来到神的面前
Therefore, when we come to God,
如果我们的神他就是烈火
If we know our God is a consuming fire
有什么能够存留在神面前呢
What can remain before our God then?
保罗在哥林多前书里面讲到说有许多的工程
Paul in 1 Corinthians said this There are many works
有金银宝石有草木禾秸的
There are works of gold, silver and precious stone There are also works of hay and stacks
他要告诉我们说到那一天我们都必须要来到神的面前
He told us there's going to be one day We all will come to our God
有些人不过像是仅仅得救像是从火里经过的一样
Some of the works people do were just like Barely made through the fire
所有不属于神的
Whatever does not belong to God
到那一天都要被火焚烧
Will be completely burned away by his fire that day
都不能存留
Nothing can remain
但是弟兄姊妹神给我们一个大的恩典
But we thank God for his great grace
他不要我们等到那一天来经过那样的审判的火
He does not want us to wait until that very last day to go through the fire
到那一天我们才发现哎呀我经过了一生我想没有什么可以带到神的面前
We don't want to find out at the last moment that oh all I did in my life cannot stay before the Lord
所有的工程所有的经营都不能来经过火的
All my money all my works nothing can stand before God
所以神今天让圣灵的火在我们里面焚烧
That's why God allowed the fire of the Holy Spirit to burn within us today
他像炼金之人的火
He is like the fire of the refiner
他在今天就要来做他的工作
Starting from today, he is working on us
要借着火把所有的渣子去掉
And through his fire, he will purify us
彼得在彼得前书里面讲说叫你们的信心既被试验就比那被火试验仍能能坏的金子更显得宝贵
First Peter tells us that he will put your faith to test just as become more precious than the gold that will go through fire still go decay
当我们看见说一个金矿挖出来的时候
when you go to a gold mine
这么一大堆东西
and you see all these things are digged out
但是里面呢这么多都是渣子
and there are a lot of debris there
这个矿挖出来不值什么钱
and they don't worth much
它必须要经过许多次的火炼
it has to go through many times of refining work
让这些金金能够被显出来
so the precious gold can appear
一次一次经过火的试炼
and again and again will go through fire
好像我们的一生的当中有多少次在火一样的试炼的里面
it's just like many times in our life we feel we're going through the fiery process
弟兄姊妹我们知道这些矿经过火炼
and all these mines that go through the process of refining
是带着一个目的的
there's a single purpose
是让这些金子能够显出来
is to let the gold appear
它不是要把这些矿整个都毁灭掉
it's not with the intent to destroy what you dig out completely
神他让我们经过许多的火炼
therefore God allows us to go through refining process
他不是要来毁灭我们
he doesn't mean to destroy us
他要在我们的身上显出这个金子来
But allow the gold to surface
因为我们里面有基督的生命
Because we all have the life of Christ
所以神才让我们经过这火的试炼
That's why God allows us to go through this refining fiery work
一次一次让这些渣子被去掉
Again and again all the debris will be ascending
一次一次让不属于他生命性情的都从我们里面被焚烧掉
So things that not belong to God will be burned away time after time
他讲到说显出比火试验仍然能坏的金子更显得宝贵
So that's why Peter said it's more precious than the gold that's gone through refining process but still go decay.
这是火炼的工作。
And that's the refining work of God.
这是我们在今生借着圣灵的火所要做成的工作。
This is something God intends to accomplish on us through the fire of the Holy Spirit.
多少时候我们遇见难处？
A lot of times we encounter difficulties.
遇见试炼。
We encounter trials.
弟兄姊妹，若我们真是服在神大能的手下。
But if we're willing to submit ourselves in the hands of the Lord.
让神来做工在我们身上。
And allow God to work on us.
很多时候我们发现说，特别在试炼中，我们向神祷告。
And many times you discover when you pray to God during trials.
多少时候我们求主把这个试炼拿开。
A lot of times we say, Lord, remove this difficulty.
多少时候我们求主来帮助我们。
We say, Lord, come, help me.
叫我们在前面，他为我们开一条新的道路。
We ask him to open a new way for us to get out of it.
但是我们自己发现。
But then we realize,
什么时候外面的试炼过去呢？
When all these trials and difficulties will go away,
有太多的经验。
Many times we learn,
是圣灵在我里面带着火焰的光照。
It's when the Holy Spirit that's inside of me enlightened in my heart,
看见我这个人多么的污秽，充满了骄傲。
Enable me to see my true condition full of shames,full of filthiness and full of pride.
当我在光照的里面，我愿意伏在主的面前。
And in his enlightening, I was willing to submit myself to him.
主所有的问题不在外面。
And I realized all the trouble is not outward,
是在我这个人身上。
But on me.
我愿意接受他圣洁的火焰。
And I'm willing to receive the holy fire of the Lord.
主你来焚烧。
Oh Lord, burn within me.
烧去所有的卑贱下品。
Burn away all the dross.
烧去所有不讨你喜悦的。
Burn away all the things that do not please you.
弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
当我们真正来经历到。
When we truly experience.
所有的环境不过是主给我们一个化妆的祝福。
We realize all the circumstances were nothing but the blessings under disguise.
是他量而又量，他才临到我们身上的。
God measured again and again, and finally he allowed it to happen.
他才许可。
He permitted to happen.
要让我们得着大的祝福。
So that we can be blessed.
他叫万事互相效力。
He let all things work together.
叫爱神的人得益处。
For the good of those who love him.
很多弟兄姊妹读到这里，他一讲到神叫万事互相效力，叫爱神的得益处，他觉得这段经节太宝贵了。
Many times we feel, oh, such a precious verse that God allow all things work together for the good of those who love him.
我需要工作的时候，神一定叫万事互相效力，为我预备一个工作。
So since I need a job, God will allow all things work together to make me find a job.
我找房子，神叫万事互相效力，给我一个最好的房子。
I'm looking for a house, that God will cause all things work together and find the best house for me.
好像我们神的儿女常常都有这个叫做 positive thinking.
So this is like what we call the positive thinking.
我永远想着哇，这都是太美好了。
Everything is so positive to me.
神永远在我思维来帮助我，为我前面开道路的。
God will always help me.
但是当我们真正遇见难处
，But sometimes when we encounter true difficulty,
有多少属灵的人
？Many spiritual people.
他们是在最艰难的环境中
，In the most difficult trial.
他们在这里说同样的圣经。
And they will recite the same verse here.
神叫万事互相效力。
They will say, Oh, God caused all things to work for the good.
叫爱神的人得益处。
For the good of those who love him.
是他叫这个痛苦临到我的身上。
Yes, God has allowed this difficulty to come upon me.
但是叫我得到的益处是永远的益处。
And the goodness I received through this experience is something of eternal value.
今天若不遇到这样的大的困难。
If I don't encounter this difficulty.
我这个人好像没有办法折服下来。
I will not yield to the Lord.
好像我没有办法来神在我身上来做成这样的一个工作。
And I will not let God work upon me.
神叫万事互相效力。
Because God caused all things to work together.
神让这个火炼的工作临到我们身上。
He allowed this refining work to come upon me.
焚烧我们。
And to burn me.
把所有他不喜欢的都要除去。
And to burn away all the things that do not please him.
真的，这叫爱神的人得着最大的益处。
That's what he means by to for the good of those who love him.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们蒙恩得救了以后
After we're saved.
神把我们摆在这条路上
God put us together on this way.
把我们制作
He worked on us. He refined us into the perfect gold.
他得着我们成为他手中的杰作
And we become his masterpiece.
杰作在他的手里面，是基督所做成的。
We are His masterpiece done by Christ.
到那一天，我们来到主面前。
So when we come to God one day,
我想我们都只有向他敬拜和赞美。
We could do nothing but bow and worship and praise Him.
我们感谢他。
We thank Him for that.
在1871年。
1871, on October 8th, there was this great fire in the city of Chicago.
几乎整个城市都被烧掉了。
Almost the entire city was burned down.
在那一天之前，
before that day,
穆迪弟兄他连续五个主日的晚上在那里传基督的生平。
For five consecutive nights, he was preaching the life of Jesus Christ.
他讲到主耶稣的降生，
he talked about the birth of Jesus,
讲到他在地上的道路，
the way that he took on earth,
讲到耶稣基督他的受死，
his death,
他每一个主日的晚上他在那里传扬。
For five consecutive Sunday nights he was preaching,
在十月八号那一个主日的晚上，
and on the night of October 8th, which also is Sunday,
他传讲耶稣基督的救恩，
he talked about the salvation of Jesus Christ.
他最后把他信息讲完了。
When he finally finished his message,
他说：“我给你们每一个人一个挑战。
He said, I give each one of you a challenge.
你们回去祷告。
Go back and pray.
看你们是不是要接受耶稣基督所做成的救恩。
And see if you want to receive the salvation done by Jesus Christ.
那天把这个挑战放在他会众的面前。
So he put in front of everyone that night this challenge.
叫他们回去祷告。
And ask them to go home and pray about it.
他说下个礼拜里面来的时候。
So when you return next Sunday.
你们再给我来回答。
You tell me your answer.
但是就在那个晚上。
Without knowing on that very night.
芝加哥的大火发生了。
The great fire of Chicago occurred.
这么大的火焰。
It was so great.
整个城市都被焚烧。
The entire city was burned down.
他们的那个教堂也没有了。
So was the building church.
在他们当中许多的弟兄姊妹都不存在了。
A lot of brothers and sisters passed away in the fire.
所以那一天过后。
After that very day.
穆迪里面他非常的悲痛。
Moody regretted.
他非常的懊悔。
He was so sad.
他为什么没有在那一天晚上就叫这些弟兄姊妹这些朋友们他们做一个决定。
About the fact that he did not invite his congregation to make a decision on that very night.
所以外面的大火在烧。
Even though the great fire burned outside the city.
但是里面那个火。
But the fire within him.
要来炼净他。
Was burning and was refining him.
叫他觉得那么的痛苦。
Make him feel so painful.
叫他懊悔在主的面前。
And he regretted and confessed before the Lord.
但是主在里面大大的焚烧他。
But the Lord burned within him.
直到他愿意再也不凭着他自己来做任何的决定。
To the point that he will no longer make a decision according to himself anymore.
直到他愿意完全把自己放在祭坛上。
Enable him to completely offer himself on the altar.
我想经过了那个大火以后，
I believe ever since that great fire,
一个更大圣灵的火在墓地里面来焚烧这个人。
An even greater fire of the spirit was burning within Moody.
神可以在他身上得着一个更宝贵的器皿。
God was able to make an even more precious vessel through him.
之后他向差不多一亿的人传扬福音。
And then afterwards, he was able to preach over 100 million people.
在大西洋两岸有几百万的人因着他而蒙恩得救。
Millions of people were saved because of him.
弟兄姊妹，这个圣灵的火能够改变我们这个人。
This fire can change us.
到了1899年。
Until 1899.
是穆迪他传讲最后的一个信息。
That was his very last message.
最后一次传扬福音。
That was his last time to preach gospel.
他在 Kansas City 的一个大会堂里面。
He did that in this big auditorium in Kansas City.
他传什么信息呢？
What was his message?
他最后他讲到一个推辞的信。
He talked about a resignation letter?
Yeah, 推辞啊，就是他讲到说那个天上的君王发了一个邀请信。
He said, there's this invitation letter from this heavenly king.
那在这个邀请信里面呢，邀请他们能够参加这位君王独生儿子的一个婚宴。
He said, in this very invitation, God sends invitation to invite everybody to attend the wedding banquet of his only begotten son.
所以这封信里面呢，就讲说我们天上的君王。
And in this letter, you talk about our heavenly king.
你的仆人送了一个邀请函给我。
Oh, Heavenly King, your servant sent me this invitation letter.
要我参加你独生儿子的婚宴。
To attend the wedding banquet of your only son.
可是这封信的最后说，但是我没有办法去参加。
But my reply is that I'm not able to attend.
所以这是一个推辞的信。
So it's like a rejection letter.
所以他就问说，有没有人愿意在这个信上签上你的名字？
So he said, now here is an invitation letter from heaven. Anyone here like to sign your name to reply?
他说，我想我们每一个人都会说，宁可我的右手忘记技巧。
I believe everyone's reply is, I'd rather forget about the skill of my right hand.
我的舌头天于上堂。
And my tongue will lie on my chest.
但是我也不愿意签这个信。
And I will not willing to sign a letter like that.
弟兄姊妹，天上的君王今天仍然在邀请我们。
And dear brothers and sisters, the heavenly king is still extending his invitation today.
我们愿不愿意来到他的面前？
The question is, are we willing to come?
穆迪讲完了最后这个福音。
So he finished his very last gospel message.
他在下面一堂，他的体力已经太弱，所以他没有办法讲。
And he could no longer continue because his physical condition was too weak.
我想他的一生的最后停在这个邀请的上面。
And I think his life pretty much ended on that invitation.
最后我们，他讲到说，我们都愿意来参加羔羊的婚宴。
At the end, he said, "Let us all be willing to attend the banquet of the Lamb of God."
很多时候我们读到这些伟人的传记。
Many times you read the life story of these spiritual giants.
我们可以想说，他是不是一开始的时候圣灵就这么大的恩赐赐给他
？We may think, I think God has given great gift from very beginning.
但是每一次我们读他们的一生
，But if you read on in their life story,
充满了火炼的工作。
You see a lot of works of refining fire.
经过圣灵不断的制作。
They were under the continuous work of the Holy Spirit.
最后他们成为主手中可用的器皿。
Finally, they became usable vessels in the hands of God.
圣灵的火今天仍然在这里焚烧。
And the Holy Spirit is still burning within us today.
弟兄姊妹，当我们愿意把自己奉献在坛上。
Whenever we're willing to offer ourselves on His altar.
我们就是说，主，我的所是所有，我的自己就摆在这个坛上。
With all I have and all I am is yours on the altar.
让你来制作。
I allow you to work on me.
让你来改变。
I allow you to change me.
我们好像泥放在窑匠的手中。
We're just like the clay in the potter's hand.
主啊，随你来调度。
Lord, do according to your way.
让神来我们身上来改变我们。
Let God change us on us.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是说哦，我奉献了我自己。
We're not just saying, Lord, I offer myself.
但是主，你不能碰我。
But Lord, don't touch me, though.
我奉献是奉献。
Yeah, I offer myself to you.
但是我还是我。
But I'm still my own owner.
弟兄姊妹，我们得着奉献的益处。
But brother and sister, to receive the true benefit of offering.
今天不是神要我们这些有什么用处。
It's that God actually desires or needs us.
所有的都是他的。
Because everything was His creation.
但是奉献是我们蒙福的路。
But this is a blessed way to offer ourselves.
我们奉献，神把火焰降下来。
When we offer ourselves to Him, He sent down His fire upon us.
当我们奉献，神能够开始他的工作在我们身上。
When we offer ourselves, then God can start working on us.
我们接受锻炼的火。
We receive this refining fire.
让他制作我们。
Allow Him to work on us.
进入我们。生命中每一个小点
，enter into every little detail in our life，
焚烧我们直到无有
，burn away until all the dross is completely gone。
这是我们心在主面前伸出一个祷告
，and this is a prayer from the depth of our heart。
我们也真的相信他必定能够做成这样的工作
，and we believe God can finish His work。
我们再来唱诗歌248首
，and sing the song again 248。
我今举手向你请，要你赐下焚烧灵。Thank you.